This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Hours, so I don't want to waste any time, although we're going to keep the phone lines open at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Great article here by Chris Carnington, 2020 Olympics, decathlon, high jump, and glow-in-the-dark boxing. It's a commentary on the craziness that is the Fukushima Daiichi plant and the fact that Fukushima, which lies just 178 miles up the coast from Tokyo, is continuing to radiate the entire planet. That story will not go away. We spent 2+ hours with Christina Consola last night. Very important show. If you missed it, go back into the archives. Syria Plan B. John Kerry may have defused Syria war by being an idiot. Yes, that's right. He is the Schmendrick at the least. And we'll talk a bit about that. There's a number of different stories here. Can't buy groceries. DHS goes on another munition spree with your money. They're buying more and more bullets. Another $700 million has been allocated for the purchase of firearms and ammunition by a variety of agencies, with the Department of Homeland Security spending your money. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And, it's 12:08 here on the East Coast, which means it is now 9/11/2013, just about 12 years later. Where do we stand? Where are we going? Tomorrow I'm going to have a 9/11 special, and today we're hearing already that the White House has ramped up 9/11 security measures. Could there be another false flag on the day of 9/11? I wonder. I hope not. I really do, but I wouldn't put it past them. I really wouldn't. Let's see. We'll talk about how, the Barry Sotero campaign has kicked a Kickstarter. And you may have heard this by now. So if you have, this is great. This doesn't get old. So we'll get to that at some point. Tell you about his new Kickstarter campaign. And there's a lot more to get to. But first, let's go to the phone lines. We're going to take your calls on anything you like this hour. I would love to hear from you, especially if you disagree with me on anything. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Lola. Hello, Lola.
Hi, well,
hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Hi, what's on your mind?
Hey, listen, you know what irritates me the most? Is when I'm at the doctor's office and these drug reps roll their black little, you know, suitcases in filled with their prescription medicines. And I just want to see what your thoughts are on the doctors over-prescribing these very, very dangerous medicines like Lipitor. Do you know that doctors are now You know that doctors are now saying that people should just start taking this on a maintenance dosage starting at like at age 30?
Yeah. Preemptively. I mean, scary. The statin drugs are a major problem. And if people would just watch what they eat, if they would have healthy cholesterol like coconut oil and drink coconut water, these are all things that have been shown to help with heart disease. But instead, you're right, there's an overwhelming influence with the pharmaceutical industrial complex going in and pushing these drugs. And yes, you have these reps. Oftentimes, they're good looking. You know, if they're a lady, they have a short skirt on, perhaps, or the gentlemen go in and they do pressure the doctors with little or no information about what's actually going on. You're right, Lola.
But there's a lot of people who believe that these drugs save people's lives when there's known 300 side effects just from Lipitor alone. Lipitor is probably one of the most dangerous drugs.
Well, no, Lola. Ritalin is, and all those ones are.
I'm sorry, who's on the line with you, Lola? Is that your husband?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's Snake. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah. We were having a discussion. I was
disagreeing with me, and so we
Lipitor and blood pressure meds. I was saying they're good, and the Ritalins and the Xanaxes are bad. Okay?
I don't think Lipitor is good.
Look what Ritalin does to children, Lila, when they grow up. Look what it does to them. I mean, my God, look what they're giving the children before you start looking at what they're giving the adults.
They do. Right, they have medications to children as well.
Bob, what do you think of that?
SSRIs and psychotropic medication are very dangerous. A lot believe that's mostly what's behind these psychopaths that are doing these school shootings and whatnot.
That's a
field of thought that really thinks the SSRIs are dangerous. And psychiatry has no way of really telling what the chemical imbalance is in your brain, and they kind of have a shot in the dark of giving you these medicines. So you're right about
that. Trial and error, Bob. Now, can we switch subjects? This is officially 9/11 where I live, and I'm putting my flag out and put red, white, and blue light bulbs, LED, of course, out in my wall lights. And tomorrow's going to be a day of remembrance, Bob. And we were on the eve of war, and now we're no longer on the eve of war, so we should take some time and hold hands, and thank God we're Americans there, Bob, because there's no other country that we would all rather live in, including you.
Yes, I agree with you.
Right.
Yeah, we would never live in another country that creates state-sponsored terrorism and blows buildings and free-fall speed.
Well, Syria is doing that.
To go to war.
Well, what other country would you want to live in, Bob? Mexico? What? Where? Australia? What?
Yeah, not an imaginary country, but
a real
on the line with us. One person at a time. How many people you got on your call? Jeez.
Okay, wait. I don't want to get in trouble here. Okay.
I've got four. Deputies here, I'm here, and Falcon in Europe.
All right. Well, we're going to only have to take one call at a time. I'm going to put you guys on hold. And you'll have to call back on separate lines because I can't be talking to everybody at the same time. I know everybody wants to talk to me, but we got to have you on separate lines so we can have a balanced discussion. It sounds to me, I could be wrong here, and maybe other listeners will call up as well. Fortunately enough, we have more than 13 listeners listening tonight. It sounds to me like they bought the official story. It's scary that now, 12 years later, people still are eating the BS. And it's no wonder that we have another war on the horizon. And there is a Kickstarter for Barry Sotero's next war that I want to play for you. Right now, the White House is saying that they are increasing security. The president's national security team is taking measures to prevent 9/11 related attacks and to ensure the protection of U.S. persons and facilities abroad. Perhaps they should arrest Larry Silverstein if that's the case, right? Perhaps they should make sure the Mossad's not operating on any level here in the States. Yeah, that would be helpful. Could they very well have a false flag attack tomorrow? Knock on wood, it doesn't happen, but, you know, geez, I wouldn't put it past them. And there is an occult meaning behind the day of September 11th. Mark Passio does a great presentation on this topic. It's something that you and I might think to be esoteric BS, but they believe it. They love it. And they would very much like to have something else represent destruction and usher us into another war on the day of what was probably the largest, well, not probably, was the largest false flag terrorist attack in our lifetimes. Bottom line. All right. So we'll be talking about that in depthly tomorrow. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this Obama Kickstarter. And we'll take more of your phone calls throughout the show tonight. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. A quick skim of the headlines. What else did I want to talk about? The NSA violated privacy protections, officials say. Is that really news to you? Not news to me. All right, quick break and we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
It seems that the left, although they have been traditionally anti-war and anti-neocon, it seems that they're so invested in Barry Sotero that They will do anything to help him. And they've launched a Kickstart campaign for Barry. And if you don't know what Kickstart is, it's a campaign that you can raise money for a different project. And they usually have a trailer for it. And in this case, they have a trailer for it. Here is their trailer to help kickstart Barry Sotero's recent front here. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Irene.
I'm Lisa.
My name is Tom.
I'm a graphic designer.
College freshman.
Stay-at-home mom with a full-time job.
Scholar on social policy and a barista.
And I'm just like you.
I'm an Obama supporter.
I support President Obama.
But the president needs your help.
Our president can't launch into another war without you. And remember, when we voted for him in 2008 and 2012, we promised to support him no matter what.
Together, we can do it.
That's why we here at the Americans for Whatever Barack Obama Wants, Did You Know He's Friends with Jay-Z, have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund World War III.
And America is dead-ass broke, so our goal is to raise $1.6 trillion on behalf of the U.S. government.
That's where you come in.
Even a small donation would make all the difference.
World War III is a very important, very progressive war that Obama tells me is very important. So it must be.
When I first saw the president speak in 2008 in a YouTube clip posted to my Facebook page, I knew he was going to be right all the time. So I support World War III and IV and any moon war the president may want to start.
I mean, there is no way that he or the cabal of corporate interests, spy agencies, and shadow bankers that tell him what to do would ever mislead us.
The $1.6 trillion that we raise will help create a war that truly puts the liberal in neoliberal. There will be millions of troops, thousands of organic grass-fed bombs, hybrid Prius tanks, rockets controlled by iPads, and drones that play the Lumineers while they attack.
World War III is not going to be like those other Republican wars fought on just 1% of the world. This war is going to be fought in 99% of the world.
It'll be everywhere. Russia, China, Africa, Cincinnati, your favorite brunch spot, the one with those kick-ass ranchero breakfast burritos.
Everywhere.
World War III will also be the most social media-focused war ever. It'll be all over Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Pinterest, and whatever eventually replaces Pinterest. And I mean, just think of all the hilarious gifs we can make of cats reacting to their owners' homes being obliterated.
Lots of shock, but tons of awe.
And come on, guys, how good will Michelle's arms look in sleeveless army fatigues?
We have a lot of great rewards for our donors. If you donate $10 to the World War III Project, you'll get a shout out on social media.
Hashtag thank you.
A $25 donation will get you a piece of rubble from a war-torn Middle Eastern country kissed by Senator Lindsey Graham.
A $100 donation gets you a day pass to leave your local refugee camp.
You'll probably end up in a refugee camp, but it'll have free Wi-Fi.
And a $10 million donation gets you your own senator for a year.
So please, help us reach our goal of $1.6 trillion so we can make World War III a reality. Why? Because Obama.
Because Obama.
What?
Because Obama. That's right. People are so brainwashed. Paid for by the Coke Industries. That's right, folks. It's a parody, obviously. But a very interesting one, a very good one, and a very telling one. And, well, even though this is a reality of most of the diehards that will follow anything he says, 90% of the population are against this idea of a conflict. And like I said on last night's show, I don't think they're going to actually go through with it. I don't think they are. I think they're going to say, hey, we didn't actually go through with it. See? We do care about the people. Obama does hear the American public. And, of course, it's not about Obama to begin with, but they're not going to tell us that. They're going to say, oh, it's all good. Don't worry about it. And then 6 months later, a year later, year and a half later, some point, there's going to be a false flag. And they're going to say, just like on 9/11, we have to go to war. Traditionally, a conflict on this soil is a 100% sure way to get into a conflict and to have the people get behind it. We'll start eating freedom fries again if the French don't go along with it. So on and so forth. So, let's hope nothing goes down. I hope my prediction is incorrect. But that's the way in which they do things. It really is. So, be careful. Just because they don't go to war does not mean that they've actually heard the people and acknowledge that we're against this. And yes, they can acknowledge it and still not do anything about it, right? Because at the end of the day, what do they care? What do they care if the people are not actually listened to? That's exactly what's going on here. I didn't get a chance to watch Barry Sotero's talk. It doesn't really concern me for the most part. I mean, what did he say? If you have anything interesting that you've taken away from his talk tonight and want to call up, feel free to do so. I didn't watch it. Sorry. I just don't fall into that lamestream stuff most of the time. 800-313-9443. If you think there was something to take away from it all, feel free to call in. 800-313-9443. I just don't think that at the end of the day, anything he is going to say is going to give me a different picture of what's really going on. Because we've been able to see through these facades, see through these puppets like Barry Sotero, and understand the underarching way in which they work. So, there's a great article on RBN's website, or publicbroadcasting.org. It's about AIPAC. It's simply titled Stop AIPAC. And I agree with this commentary. They say, stop AIPAC. AIPAC's a weapon of mass destruction. It's a WMD. And I agree with that. It fronts for Israel's worst crimes. It promotes war. It threatens world peace. It's a menace to humanity's survival. It operates extrajudiciously. Say that five times fast. I can't even say it one time. It's an unregistered foreign agent. It represents the worst of Israeli interest, controls U.S. administrations and Congress. It buys politicians like toothpaste with extra fluoride in it, of course. Stopping its ruthlessness matters most. So does exposing its lawless agenda. Few in Congress dare confront it. Doing so is a career ender. AIPAC has virtual decision-making authority over war and peace. It assures whatever Israel wants, it gets. It spuriously rails against Syria, Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. And when are we going to say enough is enough? No more wars for Israel. No more wars for AIPAC. Seems we're about to be duped into another conflict. And if we don't play ball, perhaps we'll find more Mossad agents dancing with bombs in their vans. I don't know. Maybe we'll see that. I hope not, but wouldn't put it past them. All right, quick break, and we'll come back with your phone calls and more. I got a lot to get to. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I want to tell you about some secret memos with Larry Summers and Timothy Geithner to deregulate banking from 1996, Obama's current nominee to chair the Federal Reserve, and Tim Geithner detailing plans to deregulate international markets and effectively set the stage for the global financial collapse. I'll tell you about that in just a second, but we're going to take your phone calls at 800-313-9443, that's 800-313-9443, and we'll go to Dan. What's up, Dan?
Yo, what's happening, Bob?
Oh, same stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Chilling, drinking a beer, kicking it, just listening to you. You know, I start my day I got an alternative media spree that I lay on. I like listening to Alex Jones early in the day if I can if I can get some free time, because I think he's spitting the most, like, legit up-to-date game about the Sirius situation, which I think is really important. And then I switch over to John Statmiller and you on the RBN, and I want to give a plug to my dude Rick Adams Uncensored and Dr. K. They're spitting some legit up-to-speed game about the global conflict.
Right on. Yeah.
That's all I have for now.
All right, well, cool, man. Thanks for calling. Yeah, there's lots of good people out there. You definitely want to stay away from the lamestream media, that's for sure. And you'll definitely get a different perspective from those in the alternative media. Even though they're not all on the same page, there's definitely some good food for thought for all the people you just mentioned. All right, let's listen to this piece about Larry Summers and Timothy Geithner planning behind the scenes to deregulate things. This is some secret memos that I guess are not so secret anymore. Oops, a little mistake there.
Investigative journalist Greg Palast has recently released the first of three stories about a secret memo written in 1997 by future Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner to his boss Larry Summers, reminding him to call the then most powerful CEOs on the planet and get them to order their lobbyists' armies to march to tear down financial safety regulations in all 156 nations, party to the World Trade Organization, by getting almost every country in the world to tear down their own versions of the Glass-Steagall Act through coercion and financial blackmail. Summers, Geithner, and then U.S. Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin together engineered the financial crisis that shook the world in 2008.
This is pretty devastating memo when you look at it, especially when you look at, like, kind of how their plan of attack went. You know, the first stage was repeal the Glass-Steagall Act to dismantle the barrier between commercial banks and investment banks, and then basically replace our bank vaults with roulette wheels.
Right.
You know, the second, you know, the banks wanted the right to play kind of this, you know, new high-risk derivatives Morgan things, and, you know, J.P. Morgan alone would soon carry about 88 trillion of these kind of pseudo securities on their books as assets. Mm-hmm. So they weren't real. They're, you know, these high risk things and all that.
Yeah, no. My question is, when you read this, I mean, we're talking about, you know, Larry Summers is the guy who's going to be running all of our money. He's going to have his hands in all of the little pots. And I have to wonder what the use of turning U.S. banks into derivatives casinos was if money would sort of end up fleeing to other nations that had better banking laws. And you know, in looking at this, the answer is eliminate controls in every bank on the entire planet in one single move. And that's what they did. One memo.
And like how they did it was that they used the Financial Services Agreement, or FSA, which is kind of like an abstruse, you know, benign addendum to the international trade agreements that was part of the WTO. They used that to essentially get all these other countries, not just us, to repeal their versions of Glass-Steagall or any kind of, you know, controls they had. Basically the bankers, that's how they began their play. The WTO agreements that before they got in there and like adjusted them basically, you know, dealt with trade goods, you know, my car for, you know, your bananas or, you know, your bananas for my fruitcake. You know, those things were kind of how trade worked, just tangible things you could trade.
Right. And the new rules sort of ginned up by Summers and the banks would force all of the nations to accept trade in these in bads, you know, this toxic assets like financial derivatives, the very thing that brought down, you know, the entire market in 2008. And you have all of the 156 countries in the World Trade Organization would have to smash down all of their sort of Glass-Steagall divisions between commercial savings banks and the investment banks that gamble in derivatives.
Yep.
So what that was is there used to be a wall all over this entire world that kept people who played fast and loose with money away from the things that were there to be, you know, commercial savings banks for you and I and the rest of us. You know, the job of turning the FSA into bankers, you know, it's sort of a banker's battering ram was given to Geithner. And because then, after all of this, he's named the ambassador to the World Trade Organization.
Yeah, so Geithner then goes out there and starts, you know, saying, hey, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. You know, we need to get rid of all these things.
Dictating everything.
You know, and they're selling it to these countries or they're coercing these countries. That's how they did it.
Right.
There you go, folks. Secret memos from the same suspects behind a lot of this. And no, they're not really at the head of it. We know the families that are really behind the Federal Reserve. These guys are just puppets. Same can be said about Bernanke and Greenspan. Those guys aren't really what's going on, or aren't the really one, if I can speak here, aren't the really culpable individuals in this all. They're just puppets. They're just suits. They are not really, really pulling the strings. The people behind them, those families, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the other 13-plus families, they're the ones who we should be concerned about. But these enforcers, like Larry Summers and who's this other guy, Geithner, they're very much showing their hand. They're very much letting us in on their dirty secret, which is their control. And just how far they'll go to completely ruin things for us. All right. When we come back in just a little bit, I want to play a clip from James Corbett. He has a good piece just in time for 9/11. 9/11 truth and the way forward. Real criminal investigation. I like this piece that he made just in time for the 12th anniversary. And then I'm going to revisit an incident that happened for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And that was something that I was personally involved in. I had a chance to confront an individual who I will tell you about in a little bit. This individual was on the terror committee after 9/11 and during 9/11. And is behind the push of an inevitable biological terrorist attack. His last name is Graham. And in a little bit, I'll play the confrontation that I had with Graham and also give you the backstory involved with that case. Because on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, they had a symposium in which they touted the leader of the University of Florida's Department of Viruses. And they say that it's not a matter of if, but of when a biological attack strikes. We've been hearing a lot about the weapons of chemical weapons and whatnot. Well, the biological attack remains to be something that they keep in their pocket. And of course, shortly after 9/11, we saw the poison. That's right, anthrax being spread. So we'll get to that. But first, let's play a clip from James Corbett's recent piece, 9/11 Truth and the Way Forward, Real Criminal Investigations. This is a pretty good one. I definitely appreciate what he does with the Corbett Report.
Welcome. This is James Corbett of the Corbett Report with your eye-opener report for BoilingFrogsPost.com. Preserve the crime scene. Follow the money trail. Establish the motive. Look for those with the means to pull off the crime. Any criminal investigator will tell you that these are the most basic principles of any investigation, but none of them were followed on 9/11. In the days and weeks after the attacks, Ground Zero was sealed off by then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani, not to preserve the crime scene evidence, but to hasten its destruction. Over 350,000 tons of steel was carted away in the first few months, with most of it being sold to companies like Bao Steel of China, which paid 25% under market price.
That's right, they sent it to China. Of course, you might remember me confronting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani as well. Check out that whole piece. It's not very long. We don't have time to play it now. When we come back, I'll play that clip of me confronting one of the 9/11 co-conspirators.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Final segment on tonight's show, and we'll take a final phone call or two at 800-313-9443, and then I want to quickly go over what happened on the 10th anniversary of 9/11 when I confronted 9/11 Inquiry co-chair Senator Bob Graham on what really happened and the biological attacks that happened subsequently that he continues to tout as an inevitability at some point. But first, before I get to that, let's talk with David. Hello, David.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob. You know, I just in listening to this discussion about Syria, especially as Obama keeps laying it out, I'm reminded of the issue of Prince Bandar and whether or not he provided the gas weapons. Had you are you aware of this part of the story?
I'm not.
Okay, Saudi Prince Bandar is he's kind of their CIA director. If I remember right, he's called the director of the Saudi security state, or
right.
I've forgotten his exact title there, but he's the head of the Saudi CIA, so to speak. Now, about this incident, the gassing incident of the 21st of August. Shortly after that, there was a small rebel group that had about 15 members, and there was one survivor of this little group that crawled out of the ashes, so to speak, and claimed that Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia had given the chemical weapons to their group and didn't train them. And he didn't tell them what was in it, these shells, and not only did he not tell them what was in it, but he didn't tell them how to use them. And so, you know, if you're going to be handing around weapons, you better have some kind of a training policy. And in the case of chemical warfare, I mean, it's pretty profound to be just handing out weapons that not only could go off in your hands, but destroy your whole little rebel army. And that's exactly what happened. And so the story, as and it's written up in a number of different news services, and you just need to look up Prince Bandar, Saudi Arabia, just on Google, and you'll see a number of news stories about this. But the basically what this guy, the survivor, said was that they lobbed a few of these things out there, and then down in the bunker, about 10 or 12 of the members were down there, and somebody mishandled one of the warheads, and it blew up and killed their almost the entire group. And that's how the one survivor got to the press. And in this case, the press is a guy from the Associated Press. I'll find his name really quickly here. But he the claim then is that he handed out these weapons without telling them, and as such, the entire incident that Obama is doing, he's still blaming Assad when it's really Saudi Arabia that we need to be going after. And so
it seems like that's similar to the 9/11 narrative that we were given.
Exactly.
Saudi hijackers, and let's go after Afghanistan.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, when you look at the 9/11 incident, Prince Bandar is big in that as well, because he was the guy that had the influence to be able to get all of the Saudis flown home. You remember, you know, right after 9/11, the Saudis were able to get on planes and escape, and that was because Prince Bandar did that. So he's a very influential guy, and what's unique about this whole thing is that basically everybody in the Middle East, if you look up Wikipedia and look up Prince Bandar in there, and you look at the extent of all of his corrupt actions way back into Jimmy Carter. So this is like 30 years worth of stuff. Financial scandals, the getting into Iraq. He was influential in getting Bush to attack Iraq instead of getting bin Laden. You know, all of these mistakes were because of Bandar. And so people in the Middle East are very hesitant about crossing this guy. And in this case now, what's unique about the whole thing is that almost everybody in the Middle Eastern press are eager almost to go after Bandar finally, because it may look like he's finally on the ropes. And, that's all to the better of the people of the Middle East.
Interesting. Well, I'll have to look into this Bandar character, David. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
Yeah, no trouble. It's a good story. And like I say, the people of the Middle East are, they're looking for some kind of way out of this mess. And this may just be one of the tricks.
Interesting. Well, thanks for the call, David.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I'll look into that. Bob Graham, do you know who he is by chance? He's the 9/11 inquiry co-senator. and co-chair. And he's my senator here, or was my senator here in the state of Florida. He was also the governor here for a while. I got a chance to confront him and put him on the spot on a couple different things. Listen to this.
Hey, Senator Graham, last time we talked real quick, we talked about Building 7. Did you watch the collapse of that?
Excuse me, don't push me.
Yeah, no, we went through this before.
We did? You didn't like the collapse of Building 7?
I just don't think that there's any validity.
How about the fact that anthrax was developed by the military?
It was not developed by the military.
It wasn't the strand we found wasn't developed by the military.
For the 10th anniversary of September 11, 2001, Senator Bob Graham and former governor of the state of Florida decided to have an event taking a look at the inevitable biological attack and whether or not we're prepared. In an interview in which Graham, who was the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee on and after September 11, 2001, said Osama bin Laden, the Al-Qaeda terrorist leader and the mastermind of the attacks, wanted subsequent attacks to outdo the death toll of nearly 3,000 that day. Graham said that would be difficult to do with conventional weapons, turning the intelligence community's attention to biological terrorism like the spread of anthrax. Well, when we got up with his counterpart for this event, Dr. Glenn Morris, the director of UF's Emerging Pathogens Institute, which studies viruses that can infect plants and animals, he actually acknowledged the fact that the specific strand came from our military.
Hey, Dr. Morris?
Yes.
I'll talk to you.
Hi.
I have a quick question about the anthrax, which was found shortly after 9/11.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that they tested the strand of anthrax, and it was the same strand that was developed by a certain black op in our military. Are you familiar with that?
Unfortunately, yes.
The person you were just in the panel with told us it was.
Anthrax is a naturally recurring substance from dead bovines, primarily.
That's misinformation, sir. That's not actual facts.
The word anthrax means Siberian boil.
That's
where they
first
got it.
Is there a reason why you're not touching me?
Don't touch him. That's on salt.
You know you're not getting on that. Free fall speed, sir. How can a 47 story building fall in at free fall speed in less than 6 seconds? Hey, don't touch him. That's assault,
this is
sir.
Assault here, and we're documenting.
Call
this?
The police.
Call the cops.
Call the police.
That's fine. You know what?
All right. So I was assaulted after asking some tough questions. You can find that online. And went viral at the time, and so on and so forth. All right, so the tricky thing is here. During this whole conference that I confronted Senator Bob Graham at, he was pushing the idea that there will be an inevitable genuine terrorist or so-called genuine terrorist attack of a bioweapon. And I'm waiting for it still. I hope it doesn't happen. Knock on wood, but if it does, we'll know who the puppet masters are with this. All right, and that does it for us tonight. I'm exhausted. Had a long day. If you support what we do, go to my website, BobTuskin, TuskIn.com. That's BobTuskin.com. And hook me up with a few Federal Reserve notes if you can spare. And I could use the help. Things are real tight financially these days. BobTuskin.com. Donate to the Tuskin family. You'll see it on the right-hand side of the page. I thank you in advance. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night with our 9/11 special.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy farlets out of town. Chase those crazy farlets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.